Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone is doing fine this week. This is Mary Hollis, the Next Chapter, the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, "Honor widows that are widows indeed," 1 Timothy 5:3. It seems like Tuesday comes around a little bit too quickly. It seems like it was just yesterday, but all is well, and I hope that everybody is doing okay and had a pretty good week. This evening we'll be talking about faith, but in a peculiar way. Isn't it time for you to hit the rewind button? Wherefore I put thee in the remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, that by the putting on of my hands. 2 Timothy, 1 chapter, 6th verse. Have you ever experienced the delivery and rescuing the power of God? I am talking about these moments when your situation looks so completely hopeless, but suddenly God's amazing grace intervenes and your situation is miraculously changed. Can you think of moments like that in your past? I can think about it this week. This week went by pretty quickly. But it has been one of my most busiest weeks. And I must say, God got me through it and still getting me. I know he's going to get me through this next one. It is amazing that when we are confronted with new challenges, we often fail to remember God's faithfulness in the past. Our perspective gets blurry because of the problems we are currently facing, and we forgot that we have gone through similar or worse situation before. The looming mountains of problems before us look so big that we fail to remember all the other mountains we have already faced and overcome with the help of God. Let's keep rewinding that button. In 2 Timothy 1st and the 5th verse, Paul tells Timothy, "When I call to remember the unfaithful that is in thee, which dwells first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also, Paul wanted to remind Timothy about something very important. God's faithfulness was a part of Timothy's family heritage. His grandmother trusted the Lord, and the Lord had never failed her or let her down. Her mother trusted the Lord, and the Lord had never failed her or her down either. Because Timothy was dealing with great stress and difficulty, Paul took the opportunity to remind him that God had never failed his grandmother, a mother, neither would he abandon Timothy in his difficult hour. And I'm sure that many of us sometimes doubt God because of the things that we're going through. But just like Paul is reminding Timothy that God will never leave us or forsake us through these difficult times that we may be going through. And also, this means that there are some memories we should never forget. For example, we should constantly hit the rewind button in our minds and replay the times that God had been faithful to us in the past, delivering us, healing us, and rescuing us time and time again. We should replay those scenes in our minds until we never forgive his faithfulness to us. Reading the scripture again, it says, "Whereto I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by putting of my hands." Translation to that, I am putting you in the memory of these things so that your remembering them, you might stir up the gift of God that is in you. Paul reminds Timothy and us to take our eyes off these things of trouble and present crisis and remember God delivering and rescuing power in the past. If we really look in the past, we would find that we have faced other moments more severe than the one we are facing right now. And God never failed us or let us down. In fact, he delivers us and turns those situations around. Don't ever forget what God has already done for you, for those memories will stir up and encourage you to face the present dilemma with faith. Just as God has always been faithful to you in the past, he will be faithful to you right now. Let me go through some of the things that we should never forget and keep our focus on. When God healed you, when you were sick at any particular time, and he got you through that, and also when he healed some of your children, or your family, or your friends, just remember those things that he has gotten you through before. When my son was 3 months old, it was discovered that he got real sick where he was rushed to the hospital. He was 12 pounds at that particular time, and he started spitting up dry blood. They discovered that he had reflux. His stomach muscle wasn't developed completely, so anything that he drank, it would come straight up from, it would just bounce from his stomach right up to his, right out of his mouth. So most of the time, he constantly throwing up and spitting up all over me and my husband at the time. And really, we didn't know the doctor wanted to operate on him or take a special medicine for a period of time to see if that would tighten up his muscle and that he would be able to be a normal child. At that particular time, it was very doubtful. We didn't know how long it would take and how the outcome would be. So we was really constantly praying, but also not knowing what was going to happen. But they put him on the special medicine that would tighten up his muscles in the stomach. And at that time, he was 3 months old. And when he turned 12 months old, the doctor said, "Why don't you stop taking him off the medicine and see if he will throw up anymore?" So to let you know that my son has not thrown up since then. God healed his body. Even though we didn't know the outcome, he knew the outcome, what the outcome was going to be. And it healed our son's body. And my son now, he has no problem with his stomach. He loves to eat. And thank God, he healed him. So we have to remember those things that when we were going through certain things before to sort of help us to get through these moments that we are going through now. God has delivered you. I'm sure he has delivered you from many things. He has saved us. He has saved us from sin. God has guided us and directed us. I'm sure that he has directed you to make certain decisions in your life. That was very difficult at the time, and the outcome ended up turning out okay. He has brought us through difficult trials and tribulation. I know at my age, I can look back and tell you lots of stories that the things that he has delivered me from. He's guided me and protected me. God also will provide you during hard financial situations. I'm sure that many of us are going through that and have gone through it before. And sometimes when you think that you're at your last, point, that it just seems like nothing is going to come through and you're in a financial bind, he comes through, and sometimes he just gives you just enough to take care of that situation. And he does that a lot with me. It just seemed like the problem I was going through, that I did not see a way through it. But at the end, he took care of it. A check came in the mail that I didn't even know that I was going to receive from a company, a refund of something. He always seems to make a way. But also during that time, even though we can be strong, we sometimes get weak and lose faith because of the situation we're going through. But God wants us to let us know that he's there. He'll get us through those things. God has provided you, protected you from the snares of your enemies. I know he has protected me on many occasions with different things on my job, people who tries to stab you in the back about different things, talk about you. But if you give the battle to God, he will definitely help you through it. He'll protect you. When I lived in New York, that was about 24, 25 years old. I came home one night from school. I went to school at night, and I left my keys in the door all night long. And when I got up the next morning, I went looking for my keys, and I finally found it, and it was in my door. And I lived alone at that time. And anyone could have came, and anything could have happened. But overnight, God protected me. So he wants us to rewind that button and just remember whenever we are going through something, think about some of those things that he has gotten us through. And I'm sure that it'll stop you from doubting him and having faith that he's going to do it again. He's going to help you through whatever you're going through. And sometimes we do get weary. These kinds of memories are powerful and will stir up your faith today. So the next time the devil tells you that there is no way you will survive what you're facing, take time to get alone with the Lord. Then hit the rewind button and ask the Holy Spirit to help you regather and recollect all those past events when God came through for you. And as you replay those memories over and over again in your mind, your faith will rise to a new level of confidence. You will be able to look your problems right in the face and say, God, record with me has always been faithfulness. And I know he will be faithful to me now as well. And we must hold on to that because we are all going through difficult times. A lot of health issues, death. Death has been around me lately, and I just prayed tonight before I got on the air. No more death. I have, in the last 1 month and a half, I have had 4 deaths, very close friends in my neighbors that have passed away. And I just prayed to him before I came on there. I said, Lord, no more right now. Because it's been very difficult because these people have been very dear to me, very good friends to me and my family. And it's been very difficult dealing with that, but each one God has gotten me through. We just have to have faith in him and knowing that he will get us through each and every situation, just like our losses, our spouse. I know some of us are still going through different things, but he will get you through. And if he's gotten you through at this up until now, he's not going to leave you or forsake you. He promised you. He honor widows that are widows indeed. That verse mean exactly what it says, that we are special to God. I know, so why, if we are so special, why did he take our spouses? Well, he'd not promise any of us that we're going to live forever, not on this earth. So there's a time for each one of us, and we just have to accept that. But just knowing that, well, we'll see our loved one again, that's the great thing, being able to see them again. And we just have to hold on to those moments that we shared, the love and the good memory. And just keep on rewinding that rewind button. Just like if you had a VCR and you wanted to retape and look at a part of a movie or anything that you're watching, you want to look at it again. Do the same thing with God. Just remember what he did for you before. He'll get you through to this crisis in your life. And there will be many more. We just have to keep rewinding and said, all right, it seems difficult, but he's going to get me through this. He's going to get me through it. And I would like to read a couple of my readings from Spiritual Refreshment for Women about faith. faith. Keep alert. Stand firm in your faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Let all that you do in love. 1 Corinthians 16, 13 to 14 verse. Faith is not something you commit to once then. Don't think about it again. Instead, it is something that alerts you every day to possibility and opportunities. God has called you to live a life of vibrant faith, open to his direction, keeping your eyes on him. Day by day, you will see his faithfulness and your faith will grow. Soon you will stop worrying about what is going around you around the next corner. You'll know what certainty that the two of you can handle and handle any eventually. And here's another one. We live by faith, but not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. You probably heard it before. Seeing is not believing. Believing is seeing. It's more than a twist on a phrase. Your faith opens up to a new awareness of life around you. It enables you to see more from God's point of view. It reminds you that life is not just about everyday reality, but also mystery and possibilities. When you believe, you live according to a whole other reality with sight and sound, unimaginable to faithless eyes. We live by faith and not by sight. So continue to do, rewind that button, and have faith in God. Just remember, we live by faith, not by sight. Want to remind all of you once again about our anniversary, our 7th anniversary. It's coming up on September 18th from 9 to 12 noon at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. And our theme is, what time is it? It's God's time. We hope that you will join us there and help us celebrate this wonderful occasion. Please invite your friends, family, and other widows. We will have a continental breakfast, empowering service, vendors, and resources. So please join us on our 7th anniversary on September 18. If you have any thing to add to our program, our advice or encouragement or anything, please give me a call at 770-981-9118. And my email address is marymhollis@aol.com. And I will answer you as soon as possible. I can't believe how soon it is. It's really in 3 weeks we will be celebrating our 7th anniversary. God has brought us from a mighty long ways. I just could not believe that it's gotten to the seventh year. I just remember the other day it was only like 2 years. But God has put us on a path, and we want to be obedient and doing the things that he wants us to do. If anyone out there has anything to ask or say tonight, you can come on the air. We have 6 minutes to go. But I hope that some of you that live in Atlanta will be able to be a part of our 7th anniversary. And God has more for us to experience, and he is guiding us in a mighty way. And we just want to be there and be obedient to him and doing what thus says the Lord. And once again, our topic of tonight, isn't it time for you to hit the rewind button? Just remember that this week. Have faith. If no one has anything else to say, let me end in prayer. Lord, you have always been faithful to us. I thank you that even in the present situation, you are going to be faithful again. Please help us to recall all the times in the past when you have delivered us, you have rescued us from other situations that always look hopelessness. Protect us this week, Lord. Help us to remember to hit the rewind button. And thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for helping us to keep these awesome experiences alive and fresh in our minds and our hearts. We thank you always being faithful to us when we don't, when we can't see our way through. I ask you to be with us in every way. In Jesus' name, amen. We hope that you will have a safe and an enjoyable week. And keep the faith. And join us next week, the same time, at 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Each Tuesday, you can call in or you can go on the website. And we just thank you to be a part of this each and every week. And Sheila and I love you, and may God bless you. And have a great week.
This is my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I
had my share. Of love abuse.
Abuse.
Manipulated.
And its strength.
Misused.
And
I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story. Oh yeah, y'all. I got a story to tell.
And I know.
You favored me, because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't try over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character, my integrity, but it would not fall, would not bend, won't compromise. God's faith. I spoke life and prosperity.